You keep picking projects because you think your love can heal what they refuse to address. You cannot love someone into emotional maturity. You can't. It's not going to happen. You cannot overgive and give and give your way into a chosen relationship, properly loving relationship. You can't. And being chosen by someone properly, give yourself time to observe. Allow yourself to see if the tongue in their mouth is in alignment with the tongue in their shoe. What's up, my beautiful people? Welcome, welcome back. Welcome back to You Are You Unapologetically. We're that podcast where we have real conversations about healing, about growth, confidence, integrity, and you becoming who God created you to be unapologetically. And I'm your unapologetic host, Dr. Kimar Grimes. That's who I am. And today's episode is titled, y'all ready for it? Why you keep attracting the wrong partners? Breaking the cycle for good. That's what we're going to talk about. Yes. Have you ever looked at your dating history and thought, why do I keep meeting the same person, but just in a different body? It starts strong, then turn into the same disappointment. Why do I keep ending up with emotionally unavailable people? Why? If you ask that, I want you to stay with me. Please stay with me. Because the goal today is not shame. It's not guilt. It's not making you look bad or feel bad. The goal of today's episode is clarity. Oh, I love me some clarity. And clarity is what breaks cycle. This matter is so important because wrong relationships that you know they're not a match, not working for you, it's not serving you. Wrong relationships don't just waste your time. They drain your peace. They drain your confidence. They drain your emotional energy. They drain you, period. And after enough disappointment, you can start believing, maybe love isn't for me. Maybe I'm the problem. Maybe I should accept less. No, don't do that. No, that's not it. You don't want that. The issue is often not who you attract. It's what you tolerate, what you normalize, and what feels familiar before it feels healthy. When women say wrong partner, they usually mean one of these patterns: inconsistency, emotional unavailability, mixed signals, lack of accountability, no integrity, hot and cold behavior, avoidance of commitment, being chosen in private but not honored in public. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and here's the key. A wrong partner is not always a bad person. Mm-mm. Sometimes they are simply not aligned. Not aligned with you. They have different values, different maturity levels, different readiness, different emotional capacity. They're not aligned. But when you ignore misalignment, your life pays for it later. Let me say that one more time. When you miss misalignment, your life pays for it later. So let's dive a little bit deeper, because cycles don't break until the root of the cycle is exposed. And here are common roots. One, or root one that is, familiar feels like chemistry. Ooh, we jive together. Mm-mm. If chaos was normal, peace can feel boring at first. Root number two, attachment wounds. If love used to be inconsistent, your nervous system learns to chase it. Stop chasing inconsistent love. Root number three, low self-worth. Not believing you deserve consistent love, so you accept inconsistency and try to earn more and more and more. That's what low self-worth does to you. And root number four, the rescuer mindset. You keep picking projects because you think your love can heal what they refuse to address. And I need to say this. I need to say this, and I need you to hear this. I do. You cannot love someone into emotional maturity. You can't. It's not going to happen. You cannot overgive and give and give your way into a chosen relationship, properly loving relationship. You can't. And being chosen by someone properly. Nope. Can't. Here's a simple framework that will help you break the cycle for good, because that's why you're here. We want to break the cycle for good. Okay, so the first thing you want to do is pause. I said pause. Stop binding quickly. Stop rushing into it. Give yourself time to observe. Allow yourself to see if the tongue in their mouth is in alignment with the tongue in their shoe. Pause. Here's the second thing. Pattern. Look for repeated behavior, not potential. Ask, what do they consistently do? Not call you, not show up. What do they consistently do? Drop the ball. The third thing is proof. Require alignment to be demonstrated. And this may take, some time. So require it over time. Hearing words makes you feel nice, or even nice words makes you feel nice. But consistency, that's proof. No ifs, ands, buts about it. All right, the fourth one is protection. See, this one here, protect your peace with boundaries, right? Putting boundaries in place. If it's confusing, then it's a no. Say no. If it's inconsistent, then it's a no. If it costs you your self-respect, then it's a big fat no. No. And I must say this. I wanted to share a quick safety note. If you are in a relationship and you are experiencing controlling behaviors from your partner or the person you are kicking it with, if you are experiencing threats, manipulation, or harm, physical, mental, right? Like, if you're experiencing that, please seek out trusted support in your family, your friends, a colleague, a doctor, someone, professor. Seek it out, because you must prioritize safety, your safety, because it matters. You are important. It matters. I just wanted to stop and say that. Now, let me bring this home. Let me bring it all home for you. You don't break relationship cycles by just getting luckier. Nope, that's not how it happens. You break relationship cycles by getting clearer. Clear about who you are is the first thing. Clear about what you need is another thing. Clear about what you will no longer tolerate. Get clear. Because healed women, they don't chase. They choose. And they choose wisely. And when you become the kind of woman who honors herself, who respects herself, who lives in integrity, you will stop entertaining what dishonors you. You won't have it around you. That's because honoring yourself, right? Respecting yourself, being in your integrity, this is what it means for you to be you unapologetically. I promise you that. Today, I want to leave you with some action steps. So the first action step will be a pattern audit. So take some time and write down, think about your last two or three partners or situationship. I want you to think about it, and I want you to write down some answers to these questions, right? This is what I want you to do. So a pattern audit consists of questions, but you have to think about the last two or three partners that you had. Here are some questions. What did they all have in common? What did they all have in common? Just write it down, right? Think about it. What did they all have in common? What red flag did I ignore early? So you want to ask yourself that question. What red flag did I ignore early? Okay. And here's another one. What did I tolerate because I wanted the relationship to work? What did you tolerate? Write that down. And I want you to look at your answers, because knowing this is going to help you break the cycle. Action step number two, this is what I want you to do. Non-negotiables. What are some non-negotiable things that you're not willing to budge? You have to have them. You must have them. Non-negotiable things are respect, availability, emotionally sound or emotionally stable, consistency, honesty, shared values, integrity. I'm so big on integrity, and you should be too. The third action step is the pause practice. Before you attach yourself, ask, is this aligned or familiar, right? Is it aligned or familiar? Alignment's going to stand out from what's familiar. Is this peace? Does this relationship I'm in or the person that I observe, right? Before you attach yourself, pause the pause practice. Or is it anxiety? Is it peace or anxiety? Is this a pattern I'm repeating? It's a question that you want to ask. Is it? Is it? Here's what I want you to take away from this episode. Wrong partners often reflect familiar pattern and tolerated misalignment. You'll be familiar with the pattern from a previous partner. Chemistry is not always compatibility. Patterns matter more than potential. Look at patterns. Patterns, how are they showing up? What are they doing when they show up? Are they crossing your boundaries, disrespecting your boundaries? Because boundaries are protection, not punishment. And you should have boundaries in place. Choosing yourself. This too will break the cycle. When you choose yourself over anyone else, choose to work on yourself. Choose to love yourself. Most of all, choose to be yourself. Now, if this episode touched something in you or spoke to you in any kind of way, I want you to comment below and say, I break the cycle. I break the cycle. I break the cycle. Share this with someone who keeps asking, why do I always end up here again? Why do I keep dating the same person, but in a different body? Please like, subscribe, and turn on your notification for this episode and more episodes, because I don't want you to miss them. Because you are you, unapologetically. And no one is better at being you than you. I'm Dr. Kim R. Grimes. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. That's it for now. Ciao, ciao. Bye-bye.